It is 30 degrees outside with a bone-chilling wind. Thousands of people herd together in a steady line, grasping empty trash bags. Children are playing in a courtyard, bands are on stage performing, and hot dogs can be smelled in the distance. Although festive in appearance, many of these attendees are part of the nation's poorest zip code, and with their empty trash bags, they will be receiving free food to feed their families. Pastor John Apsher, Senior Associate Pastor at Harvest Christian Center, and other pastors have organized this event in partnership with Convoy of Hope, a faith-based nonprofit organization that feeds impoverished communities worldwide.
We're just having a great time being out here serving the people.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the poverty rate in Texas has declined from 18.5% in 2012 to 17.9% this year. However, El Paso was still ranked as one of the poorest cities in the nation, and Segundo Barrio was ranked as the poorest zip code in America this year. Texas may be improving, but El Paso is still stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because of this, three pastors from Las Cruces, New Mexico, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, came together and addressed this high need that residents face on a daily basis.
One day, a couple of us pastors met up in Las Cruces, because there's one going on in Las Cruces, there's one going on in Juarez, and the one right here. And we thought, we want to do something for our city. We want to bless people, especially people lower income, people that are underserved in our community. And so we got together, and we had all knew about Convoy of Hope, which is a national organization, international organization. And so we said, let's invite them to come to our cities, all three of them, on the same day, and run a big event, give away clothes, give away groceries, give away free haircuts, free shoes, all this stuff, and have concerts and a big party, and just give people hope. We believe that hope is found in Jesus Christ, and so we want to spread that hope to everyone else.
About 5,000 residents attended this event, and 1,700 volunteers were present to assist in handing out groceries. Serena Jones attended this event as a volunteer and brought along her family to help with the cause.
My kids participate in the Miming Kingdom Ministry, so they are miming today. My husband and I are volunteering over here on the Kid Zone. I think that this is an awesome event, actually. We haven't been in El Paso very long, and I had not heard of, you know, the Convoy of Hope and an event like this. And I think that is fantastic that the community is putting on an event where, you know, people can come out and get support for things that they need.
Along with free groceries, the Convoy of Hope event provided free medical screenings, employment services, and a photo booth for family portraits, according to Lorraine Melton, Site Entertainment and Media Relations.
On the grounds today, we had, of course, the groceries that we were giving away to everybody in the clothing drive. We had a community services tent that had a, you know, job fair and all kinds of community services, trying to connect families with people that could maybe help them, give them a hand up. We had our health services tent. We have Tom's Shoes had given us 2,000 shoes to give away today. And so that was fun to watch the little kids get their shoes and have a smile on their face. And then the National Breast Cancer Foundation is here, educating women and teaching them how to do exams and just helping ladies out in that area there. We have family portraits and haircuts going on in another area. And then the entertainment. Everything was free today. Free, the purpose was to bless the underserved in our community, just to give them hope, you know, that there is a brighter tomorrow for them, and try to connect them with services that could help them.
And with an event catering to the community on such a grand scale, one would hope that this would become an annual event.
We've talked about it. We're not sure yet, because it is a lot of work to organize it, but we'd like to do it. But we're hoping that people will get a passion for people in need, and that churches will start. We serve the food bank out of our church once a month, and several other churches do it. So we're hoping other churches will see, you know what, we need to do more. We need to step up and really help the people in our community that are in need. So that's kind of, we're hoping this will kickstart an awakening among the churches to help the poor.